be run. Who makes Sidibe a contender? Sidibe, I love the name. Sidibe, Dibe. I was out there rooting for that horse. What line?
Third back.
Second back.
Dick, the only worry about that horse is that he's 2 months off of rest.
Jesus. People all use sprint lines on root races.
And we have, this gentleman doesn't know if it's a contender or not. Some people say, nobody says first back, I heard. But some said second, some said third.
Well, remember something, I think the yellow manual horse coming back from the layoff with an outstanding past performance line to pass the race.
He wants to pass the race. Do I have to give back the money? Do I have to give back the money I won on this race? I don't want to pass this race, please. I cash his ticket and everything. Okay.
If you're going to go back, just like you said on that other.
Here's your tip off. 11th of January to 3rd of March. You did it before. Why not again?
That's right. Yeah. That's the way I would do it.
Now, getting ahead of me again. Okay, let me walk you through my reasoning, and then you can take shots at me. As far as I'm concerned, there are only two lines on this horse. I made the horse a legitimate contender on class, on my class rating system. That's those numbers in the circles, by the way. It's that new phase three class. I make this horse at the... Oh, I'm sorry. That's when we turned a page. So don't worry about it. Forget that. I'm looking at this because I have no memory, and I'll forget which pace lines I used on some of these horses, remember? I say there's only two lines that I am willing to use. Otherwise, I throw out the horse and maybe throw out the race. I'm simply not willing to forgive back to April of 86.
Good point.
He was a three-year-old, not a four-year-old. Howard mentioned the fact that this horse runs very well fresh. If you'll notice, every win in its past performance, the one that put it in the barn was 24, which is a little long, but not unreasonable. But the other two wins came off layoffs. And, the other two good races here came off layoffs. The first race it ever won was obviously off a three-year layoff. Was very good. Its January 1 race was very good. Now, you're saying, here's a horse that has been off more than 45 days, more than 60 days, whatever little rule you want to make. If you throw out horses like this just sort of automatically, you're going to miss some. I'm willing to forgive the January 14 because this horse has an excuse. Stumble start is always an excuse in a sprint.
Sure.
I don't want to program it.
Sure.
Well, the circumstances
are almost identical. He laid off from the 11th of January last year to the 9th of March. He came back and won.
Absolutely.
And that's, you have to say, the thing we've said in the manual was, if the horse comes back from a long layoff, see if he's ever done comparable before, and if he has, don't worry about it. So that would conform with the elements.
But I'm not willing to take that step back to the third line.
Well, back, you go to the same line you went to. You just
I
see
understand.
If it's justifiable by the fact that he's
done. Some people want to go back to April, man.
Don't let him.
I won't.
Put your foot down.
What I'm saying is that it turned out yesterday some people did that, and the numbers come out on the horse pretty comparable. I don't like, there's a couple things wrong with that line besides its age, and well, there's one big thing wrong with it. This horse hurt himself in that race. Isn't it obvious that if you have a horse like this one, you want it to run? I would imagine it cost them, oh, what, $15,000 to keep that horse fed and scooped for that year? That's a lot of dough. You don't do that just because, you know, you're tired of going to the races. You have to have a real good reason to put a horse in the barn for a full year. Race horses are expensive devils to keep around. And so something went wrong with that horse in that race. And even if that race had been run, say, December 15, I wouldn't want to go for it. Well, no, because it wouldn't be a layoff. But even if it weren't quite that far back, I'm never real comfortable using a race where the horse hurts himself. And it may have cast in the barn the next day. I have no way of knowing that. Maybe it came out of this race in beautiful shape and hurt itself 2 days later on a training track. I simply have no way of knowing that. But I'm just guessing here. And I'm just telling you that that's a guideline that I use when possible. On the other hand, you'll get about the same results in this instance going back. So there is no wrong answer.
You want there is, because you won't always get those same results.
Yeah.
And in this case, you have the opportunity to take a race at a more advanced level of competition. It's in the current corn cycle, current age, all the rest of those things.
Yeah.
And I would go. I wouldn't go to the third race back.
No.
And look at, I mean, they came home at 27 and 3 or something like that that day, and then the subject of age came up a few minutes ago. She's more mature now. I wouldn't go back there.
I really feel pretty strongly about that. I just am not willing to make that step backwards. From 3 months is pushing it a little bit. A year, it's not the same horse. Got the same name, same tattoo, but it's not the same horse. It really isn't. So I'm going to tell you, if you want to try it with your pace lines, I mean, that's one of the reasons we give you these races. Go home and run these things. Run it 15, 20 times if you need to. And do that on the races, all the races that you lose. Run them over and over and over again. It sounds like tedium. Believe me, it is. But it also is a learning experience. If you open your mind and really focus on what your mistakes were and then correct it and then look at that. It's painful to see an obvious thing leap off the page like that. You know, mark that third line back and not notice it was April. Oh. Aggravating, but we all do it once in a while. If you do it a couple times and it costs you a few bucks, you'll learn to look at those dates. And even more embarrassing is a horse that's coming off after a year and 3 week layoff and you don't notice it. Oh my. But if you'll just kind of force yourself to work through those races. I put races through the computers 15 and 20 times. And it's very painful, particularly as it becomes obvious that you just plain screwed up and that this is the race you should have won. And I'll tell you, about 90% of them are. If you work at them long enough, you'll see, the scales will fall from your eyes and there it is, all laid out, and you'll kick yourself. Why didn't I see that? Why? That's not the reason to do it. It's not an exercise in self-criticism or pain. It's an exercise in not repeating your mistakes. Mistakes are only dumb the second or third time. The first time, everyone makes them. La Cordonez.
I already got five.
I have five, but if they're not using Veronica, maybe so. All right. Those of you who like La Cordonez, what line?
I use the third line.
Third line, I upsell.
Sentence.
Whoa. See, that was seriously well working way back.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I made a big note for comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That line, you made it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here we have a horse that has tried this level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Everyone see where it won its non-winners won, and it tried it 5 times all at this track all this year. The best it's done is beaten 2.5. Since then, it's tried approximately the same distance. The difference between a mile and a mile and 1/16 is not hugely dramatic. Now, they were both on off tracks. But the thing that stops me and the reason I didn't use this horse is that look at those running lines. The horse never ran a step. There is not one gain, not even a lane. It never even held its own at any one call for two races. Not a good sign.
It's one out of form?
No, I would say it went out of form some time back. Okay. And
until it wakes up a little bit. In other words, I'm willing to go back by a fair race to get to a more representative race. But in this case, going back, I think, gets you a race that is not representative. It gets you the horse as of January 25, which isn't today's horse. Now, it looks like the trainer kind of agrees. They raced it at, who is the trainer on this? It must be a pig. Oh, a nobody, yeah. Never heard of him. He rested him for 2 weeks and then rested him for almost a month, 3.5, or 3 weeks, I guess, because that's February. And the horse did not respond. I suspect there's something wrong with this horse. And if D. Wayne is paying attention, which he sometimes is and sometimes isn't, this horse needs a long trip to the green pastures someplace. That's just my eyeball guess at it. Going back and using this race, I think, is a mistake, as close as I can say to a genuine error that you can make, simply because you're taking a horse that was obviously a pretty good horse, has won a lot of money, his record's as good as any other horse in this race, and going back to when the horse was right, and now the horse is wrong, and you're forgiving two dreadful races. If you don't go back, you don't use him. That's absolutely correct. Well, you can use him if you want to, just for looks. But I agree with you. If you don't go back, you don't use him. I did not go back, and I didn't use him.
Yeah, you don't dare put that December 26th race into your figures, even for comparison. I've got a very close friend of mine that still does that, and I have berated him for years now. And the reason you don't put him in there is because the minute you do it, it shuffles all your numbers. And the horse that should have been a 2-2, for example, is now a 3-3 or a 3-4 or some other sense. You just shuffle your numbers around, you don't get a true look at your race.
Sure. Why don't we turn to Paige into the Forbidden Zone?
Before you go, I'm
okay.
Ask a question this week.
All right.
The subject of conditions came up a little while ago. We were talking about who fits this race and so on. There are two horses that fit this race perfectly, and there are two that fit it just a little less well. Who are the two that fit the race perfectly?
Is
race
good? Your mic
is. C.W. Jones.
This is great. All right. I've heard Ermika,
Andrushka,
Pies,
C.W.
Ron. That's four. Okay. Which of those four fits that race just right? Like what?
The Ermika and Andrushka.
Ermika,
C.W.
Ron.
I'll tell you who fits this race perfectly. Andrushka and C.W. Ron. Because they have they're both lightly raced at the level, and they have the best finish against the best competition. They fit this. They've had one chance. Now one is a two, and she ran a crackerjack race at C.W. Run, and then the next time
she stumbled, and it was a non-representative race. The other two are making that step up. They're just a little less suited for this race. Those four horses are all suited, but two of them fit the race like a glove. C.W. Run and Andrushka.
It was written for Ermika.
It's written for the horse, but it's written more for the C.W. Run for the other one. They just fit better. The horse that's run against the best level of competition and run the best, and a few times. One of them's run once against this level, I believe.
Andrushka's run three times, but her last race was the improvement. So it's Andrushka and C.W. Run, and then slightly less would be Ermika and the other horse. Understand that. Read Quinn's book, Garrett.
What do you consider likely race? What's the maximum, like three races?
Three, four, five races.
Three, four, five the most?
Break that down.
The firm rule, five the most.
I'll give you a wide answer. But what I'm saying is that there are two horses that fit this race, and two horses that fit it almost as well. Quince doesn't fit at all.
Go ahead. If you get four like that, you don't throw the other one in just to throw one in because it throws your figures off, right?
They can, yeah. I mean, you just don't, if you want to throw it in to give yourself a working model. I mean, that's why we say five sometimes, all right? So that way, if you have three in and you have a horse that's a 3-3, he's just the worst horse you got. Maybe he'd be an 8-8 if you had eight of them in there. Right? So you want five. But what you don't want to do when you add that fifth one, you want to use a race. Like if you were going to add La Cordonnise, I'd use one of her last
two races if you had to add her in. Mm-hmm. Okay? But I wouldn't go beyond that because she'll shuffle your numbers.
Tom, would you have kept Veronica's question with the race?
The two fit the best, CW Run and Andrushka.
CW Run
and Andrushka.
Yeah. Rather than why you said you don't agree with
sure I do. You said the race is written for the other two also. The race is written for all four of those horses.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you say Andrusha and CW Run is perfect.
That's right. The more probable winner here would be CW Run or Andrusha because they have performed, they're lightly raced, they haven't tried this level very much, and they've run the best race against the best competition. And the other two have run against lessers. They've run against numbers of one. But the race is also for them because they're stepping into
a race. I see, because they had a couple more races against the non-winners or two. A little more
seasoning, experience, maturity, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. That's
now, Veronica's race has got a lot of this level, too.
Right, but Veronica doesn't
fit. No, Veronica is not a legitimate contender. And I think I made that really clear.
You did.
So I'm asking you.
It sounded like you had a negative attitude toward Veronica's quest. So for your fifth horse, would you
have
counted?
I would have kept her in for the fifth.
If you want a fifth.
Yeah.
Just put in the fifth and have five, it comes out 5-5-5, you might as well rest it out. So.
No, because you need to have a 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1.
Because it makes that 4 bad of a ballot. So.
It says that it's not the worst Bernie speed horse or the worst closer in the race. There's somebody worse.
Is
that you can analyze the race when it comes up next.
What's worse?
Running a third in a 4-horse race or running third in a 12-horse race? Which one makes the horse look a little better? You know. Page 92. And you will find my pace lines and my contenders. No, we were done with the race. That's fine. If you will turn the page further into forbidden territory, you'll find my write-up of the race. And what I wanted to point out in this race was a number of people, particularly now that Purdy's in there madly working away on his new synthesis, synergism. He's back in there doing something mysterious, and new programs are coming, and I hear people, is Contender Scan better than Ultra Scan? Is Phase 3 better than this? Is better than that? I ran it through four programs using these pace lines, and the first one I did, right down here on the bottom of page 95, is the simplest Meridian variant. If you don't know how to do this, it's in the first issue of the follow-up, but that's not what we're about today, so I'm not going to take any time on this. And those are the adjustments I put in. If you'll turn one more page to page 96, but go no farther, you'll find using that Phase 3 Meridian variant, you get C. Doobie a 112. Contender Scan gets C. Doobie a 315. Remember, we're looking for early pace. I'm literally ignoring sustained pace. That 5 bothers me not a bit. Not a bit. If it was a 3-1-12, wouldn't bother me. UltraScan gets it. UltraScan gets it a 3-1-5. Ultra invariant is not a valid readout here. I should have crossed that out and forgot to. But it's a 3 ultra, a 1 early, a 5 late. Synergism, Bob's program, has it a 2. And I should have re-ranked this probably, because this is my real printout. And I ranked it on Factor W because that's how I thought the track was going to be running. It wasn't. It was running early. So it's a 2W, one early, two sustained, one turn time. Yeah, if you rank it early, you're in good shape. And I wanted to point out something else to you, and I'll use the synergism numbers, although you can do it on any of the others. Take a look at the early pace rating for C. Doobie, a 56.76. Now, that might be a slightly suspect number because it is a 6 furlong adjusted to a route. On page 97, under the synergism printout, the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth horse down, the second reading over EP, early pace, 56.76. Everybody with me? Now, take a look at who's the number two early. The Y horse. No, not Andrushka. Ramika. 55.56. Do you know what that translates to? Even allowing for a little bit of suspect, that is an enormous advantage. That's 1.2 feet per second. How far can a racehorse go in 1.2 seconds? A long way. A long way. Bob calculates it for you down here. He says 7.9. I would call it a more reliable figure in closer to 6. Because, again, you're projecting that. It didn't really run that number. That's a projected number, and I'm never quite as comfortable with those. But even 6, which is being very harsh with C. Doobie, is a tremendous advantage. Now, let's think about this race. This is a mile race. How far into the race is the second call? Three quarters. Now, how many of you are willing to book a bet on a horse that has a 6-length lead, 3/4 of the race?
Here.
Yeah? You all like that kind of stuff. Yeah. I was going to play Andrushka.
16,
yeah. I was going to play Andrushka and C. Doobie when I went out to the track. I wound up playing C. Doobie and Rymika simply because Andrushka no longer fit the pattern and Rymika did. But C. Doobie is an absolutely outstanding bet. I don't care, unless it just buckets rain down and the horses are in up to their knees, C. Doobie should be able to open whatever lead she wants. Now, I don't expect her to take 6 lengths. I expect her to go out there, find herself alone on a lead. The jockey looks around and has himself a nice time and just sort of keeps that lead and makes it a nice, comfortable pace and takes a length or two. I don't remember what he actually took here. Took two. And we'll have a lot left for the finish.
As far as the contenders were concerned, though, C.W. Run had a comfortable 4 on his next contender. He only had 2 on 2 of the dancer, but he had 4 on everybody you figured into this race. So he did take 4 of those.
Yep.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. You have the race figured just right in terms of the contenders
that were in the race. I and Tom and everyone else in here misjudged To the Dancer rather badly. To the Dancer.
We did not use that as an example of how wonderful we are at getting the placement.
No. Well.
Would you say misjudged or would you say that's
a, this was case. Not an exact race. Didn't lose a dime. All righty. But no, we did not have the place for it. But since it wasn't an exact race, I wasn't trying. Here's one that is an exact race. Back to page 87, guys.
You just broke the record for the year. That's an hour and a half on one race. And you guys used to complain because it took you 45 minutes of race.
Absolutely.
For the handicap.
Well,
we can march through these if you want. Didn't take me an hour and a half. But we got to talk about them. Now, in this race, there is one problem that actually stops an awful lot of people. And that is if you'll turn to page 88, the 8 horse, Trento. Trento was, I forget what it was in the morning line, 2-1, something like that. By the time race time rolled around and the opening flashes, it hovered right around 6-5. A crushing, overpowering favorite. And you just run your eye down the past performance line, it deserves to be a crushing, overpowering favorite. And an awful lot of people say, you can't make money on 6-5 horses, I'm going home early. I stayed for the ninth race and made over $400 here. So I was very pleased to stay for it. So let's take a look at them, and I'm going to start with, again, the morning line favorite, Trento. And I assume everyone makes Trento a contender?
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't? All right. Who uses what line?
First back.
The 17 mark. Why? Why?
Won the race. Ran a pretty good race all the way through. And I don't think the block game really did affect you too much.
Nobody wants
to go back three.
Sloppy trap.
I don't know. They did yesterday. Yeah.
This is a smarter group, I
right.
told you, than yesterday.
I agree with you. I also went back one, but a couple people wanted to go back three yesterday. This horse fits very nicely into this race. It's stepping up one level off a win, which is what you expect a claiming horse to do, to step up after a win. If it stays at the same level, as a matter of fact, it's a little suspect. You expect a horse that wins, and wins rather easily, it looks like, to step up. And so I'm going to go right with you, Trento, last line. Now let's just, now that we have our benchmark, what we're going to compare all the other horses against, let's go to the first horse, Master Navajo, and take a look. Tom, if you would bring me a Diet Coke, I will kiss you right on the lips. Master Navajo. Who likes the Master Navajo? He's a contender. Not likes him to win, as a contender, was the question. Doesn't have any early pace. Who agrees with that statement? Okay. Again, because I am using the pace lines and contenders that I did the night before I knew how this track was running, I used Master Navajo as a contender. Not as a win contender, though. This horse is just seriously sustained. And unless it catches an absolutely dead field of early pace horses, on a very sustained track, the horse just doesn't win. But I felt that it had at least a chance to show, to place. And since I was definitely interested in the exacta in this race, I used it. As it turned out, had I been handicapping with what you know now, I wouldn't have used the horse. It's just too sustained for Santa Anita, but I did. And I used it off of its last line. I can't really see any reason to go back further. You can go back to January if you want to and get today's track, but really that's not fair to the horse because that was a terrible race and it's obviously improved since then. To get a representative race, you have to go back to the 11th of January. And I just am unwilling to go back that far when I have a perfectly good race at a slightly lower level track staring me right in the face last time. Again, I'm not looking at a win contender here, and in the margin, I'm writing place only. No violent arguments. Curl out.
So in other words, you wouldn't consider that a mistake getting thrown that horse out?
No, I would.
Well, not knowing what you know now, I might consider it not really a mistake. No, I don't. As we go on, you're going to see it's not really a mistake to throw it out.
I look back at this, what it's been contentious as, it doesn't look like it's even close. So for that reason, you go back to 20,000?
Yeah. The only
win that it shows, of course, is the Harvest Handicap in Fresno, and God knows what the class that is, but it's so far in the remote past that it doesn't really matter. I agree with you. No, you're not making a mistake to throw that horse out. The horse on today's track has no chance. As it is, when I handicapped it, as I said, I looked at it and thought it had a chance. The number one sustained horse is a very good place bet, particularly if you have a lot of early speed. And we know from looking at Trento that we've got some serious early speed in this race.